Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
But what about US talk show host James Corden? He's hitting the headlines today with residents complaining to the council about the noise of drums booming from Corden's £11.5 billion sterling mansion in northwest London. So just what do you do to solve the noisy neighbour problem? Broadcaster Claire Ronan is on the line. Claire, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Cormac. Well, James Corden has found himself in trouble.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he's upsetting his neighbours. Now, this is actually quite an interesting story because someone in the house is playing drums. But the fact that he was playing drums recently with Foo Fighters, whoever they are, has led to suspicions in the area that it's actually him. But wait till you hear this. He is building a garden room in the grounds of his £11.5 million sterling house. This isn't a garden room now you might be renting out to a few students to get a bit of tax-free money. This contains a swimming pool, a sauna, a gym, a kitchen cum den, and the fear among the neighbours is that this drum kit is going to move from his £11.5 million house into the garden room.
Sounds like he could insulate or soundproof the room as well, couldn't he? I'm sure you were never a noisy neighbour, Claire, or had that problem yourself, did you?
Okay, I'm going to make a confession now, but it's just between the two of us.
Okay, that's grand, yeah.
No one else is listening, Claire. Go on, yes.
Okay. I, to my eternal regret, and one thing I'm very ashamed of, yes, I was a noisy neighbour once, and I'm still ashamed of it, and I'm actually nearly embarrassed to be admitting this to you and your million listeners. Yes. So we got married very young. We were in our early 20s, and we were the first couple to move out of our family homes, well, mine in my case, and we moved into a terraced estate in Dublin with very thin walls, and we had our friends over all the time. Stole the digger there, Cormac, with but we did have our friends over a lot, and we made loads of noise, and then we had a screaming baby. And after we left the house and the neighbours all had a party, our next door neighbour said to my friend, well, if they hadn't left, we were selling up because they
really
were so
nice. Did they ever approach you?
No.
Did you have any idea you were causing problems?
No, none whatsoever. Mm. And fairness, but looking back on it now, it was youth and we didn't realise. And now when I go to Dublin, I stay in an apartment and I have had many sleepless nights. And it is literally impossible. Now, you can make a complaint, but it is literally impossible to deal with noisy neighbours. And once you get to a certain age and you're woken up during the night, you can't get back to sleep.
Yeah. Well, indeed, we've had loads of texts on this, 51551. And this one really, I don't know, I'm so sorry for these people. I live in the countryside, says this person, which was peaceful until some time ago. Then a gym opened 2 fields away from my house and they play very heavy bass noise, apparently for exercise classes, starting at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning and every evening. And the peace of the countryside is ruined. I asked if they could close the windows, but they say the room would be too hot. I asked if they could reduce the volume, but it needs to be loud for the atmosphere. What do you do there, Claire?
Listen, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to go down the route where you actually speak to them first, and then you go obviously to your local county councillor. You get your politicians involved. There are legal ways you can go. But I mean, it's such a difficult situation. And in a lot of cases, people actually sell up. But in a small village in northern Spain, the whole piece has been disturbed. And this is a story that came out today by the local church. So the Church of San Martino in northern Spain, from 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, blast out of 8 speakers, the bell tolling, which is then followed by a Gaelic sad recording of Black Shadow. And to add to the absolute depression of your life living in this small village, every hour on the hour until 10 o'clock, 7 days a week, they were playing music from these 8 speakers.
Well, maybe now, it was divine noisiness.
Well, why would you say that's depressing?
Well, some of the music the judge some of the music the judge ruled was depressing. Oh. But they've just won a case with 900 residents, 400 of whom signed to keep the music going. They've just won a case to silence the speakers coming from the local church. Well, that is something Okay. That can happen.
I take your church bells and I give you two cockerels. A listener says, I had a neighbour who had two cockerels and kept them in his house in a residential area. No. Every morning at the crack of dawn, they'd start. After a week or so of this, I went into them to ask them what the plan was. I was told that they'd be gone by the weekend in such a way that it was very clear the family were having two roasts that weekend. True to their word, the noise stopped.
They ate them.
Cock-a-doodle-do to you.
So that's one way to deal with the problem.
You could eat your noisy neighbours.
Oh, well, we certainly on Drive Time do not advocate eating your noisy neighbours. Claire Ronan, I think, thank you very much indeed for that. I'd love to know if you have any better solution than eating your noisy neighbours. But 51551 for all your thoughts.